I don't even remember what life was like before the quarantine. That's the weird part.
Huh. We are getting to that point, aren't we?
What was it like?
We're just going about our life, coughing on each other all over. In the grocery store.
In all of each other's holes.
Yeah. There's no concern.
Sorry, but in 2020 is the year of coughing in each other's holes. That's what it was.
That's like
2020 started off very much like it was going to be the year of coughing in each other's holes.
Yeah, put an end to that real quick.
Real quick.
No more hole coughing.
No more hole coughing.
Mm-mm. It's going to be a long time. I feel like it's going to be a long time before. If a stranger coughs in your hole.
It is going to be. It's kind of sad because that's kind of what America was becoming known for. Coughing in each other's holes.
Are you sure?
That's what the youth community was doing. They were eating butt and coughing in holes. That's what the young people do, man. It's out there coughing in holes. That's what inclusivity is.
Letting anybody and everybody cough in your holes.
And coughing each other's holes.
Yeah. And no matter what sex you are, you can cough in my hole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so funny, too, because there was a level of people trying to prove how with it they were in society by being comfortable sharing drinks with each other and all that weird stuff that no longer is going to happen after this.
Yeah. Herpes didn't teach them. This better teach them.
No. Herpes is a substitute teacher compared to this. So, what's up?
Oh, just being quarantined.
Just being quarantined is happening. So, you know how we were talking before about how Chinese/Asian Americans are saying that they are getting basically heckled in public.
Oh, you're going to jump right in, huh?
Well, all right. It's funny because I was saying before, I'm out there, I'm seeing Asian people, I'm seeing possibly Chinese people. I can't tell just by looking at them. I would have to have them tell me.
Yeah.
You know? So.
But there's. And I can't even say, but
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So like I've been saying, I haven't been seeing anything to suggest that there is that type of behavior happening.
Do you ever, I feel like I'd never see hate crimes. And there's always people claiming hate crimes are happening.
Yeah, but there's not even a sentiment around that person that I'm disagreeing or agreeing with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, if a Chinese person's walking in a grocery store and if people are looking at that person like, eh.
Yeah.
I should be able to feel that.
Yeah.
To some degree. I mean, I might not be able to. Like, people are probably a little more discreet. But then there's also that thing where people are trying to assess what they're seeing about a person looking at them.
Yeah.
Right? Like how we used to get uncomfortable how people would look at us when we were a young interracial couple in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then somebody pointed out to me one time, they're probably not looking at you because of an insult about the interracial thing. They're probably looking at you because you're both attractive, fit people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not used to seeing that in an interracial couple. That's not the orthodox. Yeah. We're a very unorthodox interracial couple in that regard. So, yeah, I don't know, right? I don't know. But it was today. Today, when I got back from the grocery store, there was this woman walking down the block. Black woman walking down the hill. She walked past, I seen her walk past a couple of white people.
Yeah.
Nothing. And I was in the car because I was listening to a YouTube video closing up. So I kind of stayed in the car for a little bit. So she was still coming down the hill. There was an Asian, possibly Chinese woman walking up the hill.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I think she was Thai.
Okay.
She looked like the women at the Thai restaurant we go to.
Fair. You got to base it on something.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm assuming she was Thai. But the woman, the black lady was walking down the street. And I don't know if she was completely with it altogether, black woman. You know, she looked like she could have been. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
She's just your regular run-of-the-mill black woman.
No. It's weird. I think you'll know exactly what I mean by this, but this black woman could have either been homeless or a kindergarten teacher.
she might have just been crafty, but she might have been off her gourd.
There's a certain type of black woman that looks like she could be either really nice to kids, really crazy and homeless. And she was that kind.
Okay.
She was walking down the street, and she had her head down. I couldn't tell if she had earphones on or anything, but she kind of had this muttery look to her face, like her mouth was moving. Mm-hmm. She could have been singing, you know, old school R&B.
If she was a teacher, or she could have been talking to herself. Yeah. If she was homeless.
Yeah. It was one of those. And she's walking down the street, and the Thai, I'm assuming, presumably Thai woman, is walking up the street. The black woman hears footsteps, looks up, and I don't even know how to explain the level of shock and awe I saw on this black woman's face. She, everything short of like running backwards.
Yeah.
You know, she like stopped in her track, like shook a little bit, like a hard pivot.
Like left. A 90? She 90'd
it? Yeah, she 90 degree turned, walked into the street and around a car, like in down a car. And then now the Asian woman's walking up the street. And I can see the Asian woman walking up the street from a distance. She was kind of like smiling, like in her thing. She's wearing sunglasses. You know, Asian women, they dress so cool. She just looked cool. She looked like she was out feeling the sun, like enjoying life, happy that nobody is treating her like less than a human.
Yeah.
And then this happened. Yeah. The black woman turned and went. And I looked at the Asian woman, and now she's muttering up the street. She's just angrily muttering up the street. There's no way anybody that saw her with that mutter is staying on the sidewalk. So that was just a funny thing to me. Yeah. I didn't mean to go so deep so fast.
Yeah.
With this episode.
Right into the races.
We were still saying introductions. What's up? This is Two Jack Bros, episode 115, coming in. Hiya.
Coming in quarantined.
Yeah. All sorts of quarantine. I'm seeing funny stuff out there in the public, so
better get yourself quarantined.
Yeah. So I saw an Asian guy.
Yeah.
Out there. I don't think he's too concerned about the world treating him in a negative way. He's just trying to walk around outside while it's quarantine and nobody's supposed to be out smoking weed.
Yeah.
He was smoking.
Young or old?
He was probably my age. He looked, again, you know, black doesn't crack and I guess brown doesn't frown. I don't know. I don't know how to say that, but you can't really tell how old an Asian person is unless they have a white beard.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't have a white beard.
He wasn't there yet. He was full height.
Right? He was an adult height Asian man. And he's smoking. And it's funny because people hold joints and cigarettes so vastly differently.
Yeah.
Right? And so he's holding like the joint between his thumb and his middle finger, you know, and he's trying to smoke. And I'm watching this guy trying
to
smoke.
I keep hearing a child.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not.
Sorry, but Alexa.
No, it's okay. Alexa was like, okay, you're not very good parents. So, but he's trying to, at first when I see him, He's got quite a few, there's nobody around him. He's just smoking. And then I can see like a parade of humans about to turn the corner and walk past him.
Yeah.
They got strollers, dogs. It's like families, you know?
Yeah.
And
like too many, like that's too many families together right now. What are you doing?
Yeah.
No parades. Come on.
And so two things happen. So he takes a big pull right before those families turn the corner. When he turned the corner, he doesn't exhale.
Oh, no.
So he's trying to hold this the whole entire time. As he's walking, you can see his cheeks starting to puff up. He's holding in a cough. But he's smoking weed.
Yeah.
But he's an Asian guy. He can't cough in front of these people.
Yeah.
Right? It was like that.
He'll be like, it's just weed. It's just weed.
I promise. I'm just violating other laws. I promise. Here. Look. Here. Give this to your kids. I promise.
It's safe.
That was probably my favorite thing that I saw.
That's a good one.
During all
That's
of
good
this.
One.
Cause it was,
Be careful, Asians, if you're out there smoking weed.
Yeah, you better make sure that you have enough time to exhale.
Yeah.
You need to, you gotta exhale. He's just out there waiting to exhale still. He's just out there living like a black woman from the early 2000s, late 90s. Oh, man. So, yeah, this is episode 115, which means it's our midweek short episode. So this episode, we just get it in and get out.
Yeah.
We just get it and get it out. So thanks for listening.
Which is how you have to do it right now with the quarantine, right? Yes. I still keep thinking about, like you were concerned about swinging couples and how they're making it through this. And
nobody's concerned about them. Nobody gives a shit about swingers.
No.
Which is, we should, right? Because they put their genitals in something in a way that makes them unique. So they...
And this is something that makes us need to be concerned about humans.
Everybody else gets a group if they put their genitals in something, right? And again, I'm not trying to harp back on like the gay community.
Yeah.
But that's the thing that I'm talking about. If the gay community gets a community that is cared for and respected in times of emergencies, why aren't the swinger community being concerned
for? I think you just opened my eyes. Like, the swinger community has been doing this and like living their life for a long time, right? And they never ask for they're never like, make me my swinger cakes. They're like, you know, like demanding that other people like really respect their life choices. Like, they're just doing their thing, right?
Historically speaking, swingers existed before homosexuals.
Are you sure?
Positive. So this is what happened.
I thought at the very first, like, men were like, hey, little boy, let me stick it in there.
So
wasn't that Adam?
So swingers happened first, right? And then there were a couple guys that were trying to round some people up for a swinger expedition.
Wait, why are you talking like this is a fact? I don't
this
feel
is a
like
fact. This is a fact. This is the Bible. This is this is historically documented from multiple different sources that allegedly didn't have any sort of interaction with each other historically. So like the Bible, the Quran, Hammurabi's code. It's all over. It's all over history. There was it kind of gets swept under the rug because it happened right around the time of the Great Flood. That's what the Great Flood was.
It was too much semen coming out of every hole. It was
all the orgies at one time.
There was nothing wrong with Atlantis. It was just like everyone started fucking and it was just like crumbled. Like, we can't do the computers. There's too much.
Yeah, fucking. Atlantis was above ground until the swinger communities moved in. I just like the idea of imagining, you know, like some people that were like, man, last night was really fun, huh? Yeah, it was pretty cool. You want to do that again? Yeah, let's do that again. Where are the ladies?
You know, the guys wanted to do it every night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it, dude. Just we'll get started. They'll come join in. Because think about it. If you saw two women having sex, wouldn't you join in? Exactly. Exactly. Let's start now.
And that's why swingers are all about like the exotic animals. Like, get some tigers, the ladies will come. Like, we know that now, right? Like, that's a fact that society understands at this point in time.
I just wonder how many men joined those men before they were like, guys, let's call it quits for tonight. Tomorrow we'll round up some women first. Yeah, that's how swingers started. But
I've been listening. I was listening to something that was talking about the Bible, and it was talking about how, you know, when they were like, God was like, what did they call God back in the day? I forget.
Jehovah?
No, not Jehovah. It was one of those other names.
Yeah.
But they were like, listen to, you know, like Abraham or whoever was like, listen, to be part of this, all you got to do is worship one God, you know. No pictures. We're not worshiping any statues, any of that stuff. And cut the skin on your dick off. All right? All right? Yeah. And everybody was like, all right.
It was probably way harder to get swingers to worship one God than it was to do a weird dick thing. They were like cutting their dick off. Like, what the hell is up with this one God thing? What a weirdo, man. This guy, can you hold this flat for me so I can... Fair. We're halfway through our short episode. So we gotta
get in deep now. We're going in.
Yeah, yeah, now we're getting now we're going in deep. Now. Now we're coughing
what
in those
got?
Holes.
Yeah. Not recommended.
Definitely.
Well, I guess your loved ones, you're still allowed to cough in your loved ones' holes.
Oh, definitely cough in your loved ones' holes.
More than ever now.
Definitely, because we got to hold America together. We don't want to lose who we are, right? Yeah. We don't want this to stop the American train from moving forward, right?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, real quick, I wasn't even going to talk about this, but saying American train made me think of this. There's a guy... Yeah. Speaking of swingers and orgies and now American trains.
Yeah, where right? are we going?
Ansley, we have a couple guests coming over. So there was a guy in LA, a train conductor, who is batshit crazy. No pun intended. No COVID pun intended. He's just batshit crazy, right? So there's a ship called the USS Mercy. That was docked in LA. It's a giant ship. I think it's the National Guard ship.
Yeah.
So it's one of these ships that's almost the size of like Pottstown.
Is it a cruise ship
town.
Or like a military ship?
No, it's like a military
ship. Okay,
ship.
Gotcha.
And they pulled it up to the dock.
Oh, because you said USS something, right?
Yeah, USS Mercy is what it's called.
Okay, gotcha.
And they docked it and they're using it to help the strained hospital system in LA
for
overflow.
This. Yeah.
Because it's the type of. It's a massive, the size of, you know, like 10 city blocks. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's docked. And this train conductor, he tried to drive a train into it.
Drive a train into it? Doesn't he need train tracks?
Yes. And he just drove at it. And the train jumped the tracks. Oh, excuse me. And then it made it. I don't know how far the train went from the tracks to where it was, but it fell 200 yards short.
That's a pretty good that's two football fields.
There's two football fields, but there was also kind of big freight containers and stuff in between.
Yeah.
It would have had to be, you know, who's the guy that always directs the Transformer movies and has big explosions?
Oh, sorry.
Michael Bay.
Yeah.
It would have had to be like a Michael Bay level of destruction from there to the
like that
ship.
Sounds like a crazy, like, even if it wasn't that far, that sounds like a crazy plan in a crazy movie.
It
drive
is,
your train
right?
into
it,
a
it
ship.
Is it is it's like a COVID train or like some
why, what was his motivation?
So he was suspicious about the reason why that ship was there, and he thought it was some COVID conspiracy and a possible government takeover.
Oh, yeah. Like the Chinese were coming to take over, or our government?
Our government's taking over, because a lot of people were seeing a lot of military vehicles being pulling up into their towns and stuff late at night. What's happening is the Army Corps of Engineers, they're building hospitals and stuff in makeshift tent villages and stuff to help do testing and treatment for the COVID.
National Guard and everybody's out and about.
But you can't. I mean, even me knowing that information, that's what they're doing. I'm like, but is that what they're really doing? Like, what? Like,
but you're not going to drive your train. Like, I want to know how many yards he got with his train.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they're not going to let me drive a train.
No. Like, man, that dude threw away his whole life over this.
Over suspicions. Over. Yeah. And then he goes.
Was that the best plan he could come up with?
Well, he said he acted alone and he did not pre-plan his actions.
He just was like, fuck it, I'm going to get him with my train. Yeah. How was that going to, like, he was going to bump this giant city boat and it was going to, what was going to happen?
I don't know. It was like, he was like, oh, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea what his plan was.
Come on, think through your plans, people.
But here is my COVID conspiracy.
Oh, you got one.
I do. I think that this whole entire thing is a global conspiracy by the New World Order, right? They unleashed this pandemic to end protest culture. Bless you. That wasn't a COVID sneeze, by the way.
No, just allergies.
You cannot catch COVID from listening to this podcast, I promise. Which is another thing. You saw that post, you know, because it's allergy season.
Yeah.
And if you can't prove that you've been having allergies all this time, ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, this is going to get testy.
Yeah.
Like, we've gone through the nice time.
I've never been more thankful for Facebook stories in my life. You know, our memories.
Yeah.
Because as soon as my memories about having allergies come up, I'm sharing all of this.
Wait, so you think it's a conspiracy of the New World Order to end protest culture?
Yes.
Man, there have been I wish I could disagree with you. I'm a little intrigued though, because there have been so many protests and so many governments have been overturned recently, right?
Yes.
Which is wild.
Yes.
And governments are willing to go pretty far.
Yeah. And they've been struggling with this because the protests everywhere are getting global attention.
Yeah.
And that global attention is resulting into a global reach out. Like people are reaching out to these countries from other countries via Twitter and other social media and stuff.
Yeah.
So these governments are ending up looking terrible.
Yeah.
Because of their rule compared to how the people want to be ruled.
Yeah.
Right? And it was getting out of hand.
It's getting wild.
It's getting wild.
Yeah.
So how do we stop these people from being outside and protesting?
And the last big one was in Hong Kong, right?
Hong Kong is in China.
You couldn't Hong Kong. You got to go, like, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Outbreak started in China.
Sydney. And China would be the ones that would do this.
Yes. Yes. And it's also making people willingly become reliant on government intervention.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We have to live. Like, I feel like the next step is are they going to start telling us we have to wear masks now?
Soon. That's going to happen soon.
Yeah.
That's going to happen soon.
And that's like, so then you can spot the people. Like, because now, then if you go out without a mask, people are going to be like, chase them in the street. Yeah.
Get them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like what's happening in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Right?
Wait, I haven't read any of those articles. I just heard that, like, the president said that if people aren't obeying the quarantine, you can shoot them. Like, is that anybody can shoot them or just the police?
Just police or military. But this is guy. So this is the president of the Philippines is this guy named Rodrigo Duterte. We did something on him before because he was getting loose about homosexuals and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was that guy. I think he was saying shoot them too. like anytime this guy's got a problem, he's like, shoot it. Can we shoot it? Can we get the police and the military to just fucking shoot it?
Man, I wonder if his shoot it orders come with like shoot him in the calf or is it like shoot to kill? Is it like specific?
And I quote, by the way, Philippines is a very tiny island nation that has 107 million residents.
It has
107 million residents. That's a third of the U.S. population.
So it's crowded there.
Very crowded.
That's what you're telling me. Okay.
Super crowded. I mean, because they are like, I mean, they got to be like a tenth.
Yeah, Philippines. But there are like islands, like all disconnected crazy islands, right?
I'm saying they're probably, again, I can't say this for sure, but I don't think they have as much square mileage as Texas.
I once read a book about the Philippines where they were like trying to do, it was like the revolution. And it was crazy because it was like the military was like trying to do one side. But then like there were so many people that still believed in like not voodoo culture, but like demons in the woods type of culture.
Yeah.
And like it was just like the clash of cultures and like some people like if people like some people would you say be living in the past and like and how they were. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were just dirty Filipinos in the woods. They know that now. They're over that.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, that's the size of 107 million residents. But his direct quote was, "My orders to the police and military, if there is trouble and there is an occasion that they fight back and your lives are in danger, shoot them dead."
Wow. Shoot them dead.
Is that understood? Dead. Instead of causing trouble, I will bury you.
Wow.
Direct quote from the president.
Wow.
And then he goes.
And we think Trump is bad.
Oh, right.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
perspective.
He might be equivalent to what we think about Trump because then later on he was like, oh, I was just overemphasizing him when I said that.
Dead.
Yeah.
But dead.
Yeah.
Remember when I said dead?
Yeah. It's like, and you said understood? Remember when you said understood?
I'm sure he pointed.
Dead. Do you understand? Are we all speaking the same language? Do you get dead? He like put it across his hands, like laying in the coffin. Do you get what I'm saying? This is where you'll be. Like had people throw dirt on him. You see what they're doing to me? This is what will happen dead. To you.
Wow, that's intense, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty intense. I mean, we're living in an intense new world order.
But that makes sense because they're like one of those countries that you'd think like would overthrow any minute now. People, like countries aren't standing for presidents that are up there saying, we will shoot you dead.
Yeah, the Philippines is a little bit of a different culture, though, because there's just so much abject violence and corruption in their government system that it's really tough for... I think it would be really tough for them to have protest culture.
If you have all those islands and there's so many people, but you're so separated, that makes it tricky.
I would imagine.
There's no room to protest.
No. But everybody's getting antsy about all this because it's not quite adding up and people want answers. And then you have the paranoid people that are giving into their fear about the situation, wanting more government intervention, wanting more governments or local governments threatening to lock people up for violating quarantine and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, right? And then so I was watching Dana White talk. And Dana White is just losing millions of dollars each time he's not able to put on one of these events, one of the UFC events. And he was talking about the recent big pay-per-view event between Khabib Nurmagomedov and Tony Ferguson that was supposed to be, it was going to be a huge pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And he's losing money on that, and he's flipping out. He's just like, I don't care. When has America ever ran inside to deal with a problem? We should be out there living. We shouldn't be stopping. How about we keep the people at risk quarantine?
He said it.
Let's quarantine them. And then he goes, I don't think I'm one of the people that are at risk, but if I'm wrong about it, I guess COVID's what's going to kill me. Let's get back to work, people. So it's getting to people.
Yeah.
It's getting to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't.
Well, you know what's weird? Is that with construction, you know, they shut down construction.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can write a letter to the governor and plead your case as to why your construction project should be able to continue in light of all this.
Yeah.
And so, like, the big construction project here in Conshohocken got a waiver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're going to keep building there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the letter is, like, because... It's supposed to be whatever. I forget the wording that they use for like essential business or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be, but it's like, but now it's like, who knows the governor and has an in and like has a connection and like.
My letter would just say, come on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what's happening. So essential businesses, right? So Christianity is getting crushed. Non-essential.
Oh, people got mad at that guy in Florida, right?
Yeah.
What happened? What did he do?
He had church at a mega church.
Oh, a mega church.
But he did have 6 feet of distance between families. Everybody scrubbed up. They had a bunch of Purell there. He spent like $100,000 to make sure that they could have this in the most sanitary way possible.
Yeah.
And then turn around, I think just today, the government decided that gun stores are essential.
Yeah. I keep seeing that one that I drive by. I keep seeing people out there. I saw a cop hanging out there talking to somebody, and I was like trying to figure out if he was just being friendly or if like some, you know, what was going down.
Man, one of the things that comfort me with the fact that I know we live in a gun society is that a lot of those people are also church people. You want to take
this
their God and
you?
Give them guns?
Yeah.
I'm not cool with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comforts me. You know, those people live by a code, right? Christians live by a code for the most part. I mean, of course, like the fringe psychos on the way ends of the bell curve.
Take
they're
your comfort
do
away.
The stupid shit in the name
like
of...
Like drive their train into boats.
You know what I mean?
City boats.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why we need also the... It's like the only thing that could have stopped that bad guy with a train was a good guy with a train. You know? We need that.
Yeah, yeah.
We need the other side, and there are more good guys with trains than bad guys with trains, so that comforts me. That
Fair
definitely
enough.
Comforts me. So, this is a weird COVID update episode.
We never come in here thinking we're going to talk about COVID.
No. None of this
stuck
is
on it.
Applicable or useful information in any medical way whatsoever. None. Oh, so, we'll talk about this and get out of here. Another thing that is being covered up with all of this is Joe Biden, his accuser. Somebody's been accusing him of sexual assault. Did you know about that?
No.
That's how under the radar this is because of all of this.
And we love that as a country. We love sexual assault accusers.
Not when it's the Democratic hopeful.
But fair enough. I feel like I should get some credit because Joe Biden.
Because you raped Joe Biden.
I did and he liked it. Because Joe Biden, like, somebody was talking to me about him being president. I was like, he's got too much in his, he's got too many skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
That man has been around for too long.
Yeah.
He's too loose-lipped. Like,
yeah,
he can't,
too touchy-feely.
He cannot, in this time and day, he cannot make it.
Yeah. And he's also been part of the party that's had the mainstream media in their pocket. So he feels powerful.
Yeah.
Right? So his accuser said that he pushed her up against the wall and then went under her dress and started fingering her.
Yeah.
Like, he grabbed about her. He hooked her. He grabbed about a pussy.
Yeah.
He fish hooked her. He gave her a fish. He fish hooked her.
Okay.
And then I stopped reading after that, but I'm pretty sure he fish hooked her, then carried her to the room.
Shut up.
He lifted her up.
Well, now are you going to tell me how crazy she is? Because I feel like all the other accusers, when they're people that you're like, if it was a Trump accuser, you'd continue on to tell me how batshit crazy she is.
Well, again, I never said that about the Trump accusers. I did say that about the guy, the people who were accusing the woman that was accusing, I think Blasey Ford, who was accusing the Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
It just didn't match up. Nothing. It just didn't make sense. Her story didn't make sense. It kept changing. There was no corroborating evidence. It was she seemed kind of out of sorts. She seemed like she was kind of being puppeted and not know what to do. I feel like the mainstream media ruined that woman's life, personally. Mm. But I'm not saying Biden did it. All I'm saying is, like, when you look at whoever that justice was in his patterns of behavior, and then you look at Joe Biden and his patterns of behavior, it's much more believable that Joe Biden did that as opposed to that Supreme Court. Who the fuck was that guy? What was his name?
He's our Supreme Court. He's there now.
He doesn't know, though.
He's useless. How long ago was this that Joe Biden allegedly did this?
I want to say a decade and a half ago. It might have been like 14 years or so.
So he was still like 80.
He was still too old to be grabbing women by the pussy.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And it's like, man, you better never let an 80-year-old grab you by the pussy. Swear to God. I said, if you came and told me that an 80-year-old grabbed you by the pussy, I'm like, I guess it was supposed to be grabbed then. Guess it was supposed to be grabbed.
Oh, man. He's a married man, too.
He is a married man. But I don't know what, you know, married, powerful couples have different sorts
of
rules, right?
Yeah.
You know.
But like Will Smith and his lady.
Oh, the swingers?
Yeah.
The swingers? Yeah. Back to the swingers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, again, I don't know if that is something that has been corroborated with evidence, but I did just watch a mini documentary about how Jada Pinkett Smith, like, loved Tupac. They came up together. They grew up together. They knew each other.
Uh-huh.
And before either one of them were famous, they had a relationship.
Really?
Yeah. And she was like, he was the first man to ever notice me for what I could offer outside of sex. And that's something you're supposed to get from your dad.
Yeah.
And he was giving that to me.
Yeah. How much older than her was
he? And
then
I met Will Smith.
How does that make you feel, Will?
They're about the same age.
Yeah.
They're about the same age. But that's how those, you know, if you don't have a dad, like any guy that seems okay, he's going to be your dad.
Yeah.
Tupac, see, think about that. Her father figure was Tupac.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. He was a great rapper, but he was, for the most part, his entire rap career, a hardened criminal. He was still criminaling.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, that's your father figure? You got to pick that one. All right. Where are we at? We're there. That was a quickie, right?
Yeah.
Nice and quick.
Yeah.
Nice and quick and to the point. This has been episode 115 of Two Jack Bros. Please make sure you subscribe, rate, review, do all that stuff. If you haven't been checking it out, we are also doing some YouTube episodes. Our Sunday, the long episode that we release audio-wise, we also have a video component to that you can check out on YouTube. Our YouTube page is Two Jack Bros. Check it out. It's a good time. Anything else you want to say?
No, just come swing with us.
Yeah, come swing. You better wash your pussy. You better wash all your holes. You better sanitize those holes before you come near me.
Spray some Lysol.
Yeah. Let me cough on those fingers. All right, we had to come back real quick because I forgot I wanted to talk about this. We were having such a good, silly time. They have a new antibody test for COVID, which is basically going to tell us if you've had COVID and have already cured it.
Really?
It's testing for antibodies for it.
Really?
So
that's wild.
It is wild.
Because everybody's like, oh, I had it.
Yeah. But if we get those numbers, right, it's going to change what we know the infection rate to be and also change what we know the mortality rate to be.
Yeah.
The infection rate will be higher, yeah, but the mortality rate will be lower.
Yeah.
And more than likely, we'll probably be called back to work.
Are they going to test everybody? Like, how are they going to
It's an easier test. It's an easier test. It's a faster test. The results come back faster. So I think it's everybody that wants to get tested is going to probably volunteer to get tested, or they'll probably do testing. They'll be able to test more people with the antibody test than they are able to with the actual test for COVID.
Do you need blood for antibody?
I think so.
Ooh.
So, but either way, though, I mean, that could send us back to work.
That would be awesome.
It would be, but part of you, you know, I'm like, of course, I want this to end like everybody else. And they keep extending everything. So it seems like there's no end in sight, right?
Yeah.
And then they just extended it to April 30th. And then just last night I saw this news about the antibody test.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. Shit, fuck, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Damn it. I wasn't doing everything that I wanted to do. All right, hold on. Hold on. Okay. Okay.
So it's true. Like, once this ends, you're going to be like, ah.
Puts the pressure on you a little bit. Like, damn. Okay, I want to learn language. I want to.
Got to take a Harvard online course.
Yeah, the Harvard courses. Got to take the Harvard courses. I got to get in shape.
I got to learn to do a handstand.
I got to learn how to love my wife. All right. Just get that in there. Last second. All right. Now we're out. Later.
Got you.